This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2004. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 17th, Antarctica, Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Cuba, Germany, India, Isle of Man, Japan, Korea South, Kuwait, Mexico, Nigeria, Peru, Sudan, South Sudan, Suriname, Sweden, Thailand, Turkey, USA, language lessons, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Remember, as we mentioned last week, a special anniversary broadcast of LRA 36 Antarctica is scheduled for Sunday, October 20th, slightly below 15476 upper sideband, presumably sometime between 1230 and 2000 UT. Before then, Manuel Mendez in Spain and I confirmed it was active on the air on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, October 15th, 16th, and 17th at least. Unless you're in Eastern Australia or using a remote receiver, it may be difficult to pick up our affiliate Unique Radio on 3210 or 5045, but Aussie Tim tells us that he is now streaming not only during but after the shortwave transmissions. You can find the schedule and the link for streaming at www.uniqueradio.biz. Last week we had a report of Radio Bahrain frequency drifting to 9741.25. Now we have a different off-frequency. According to Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, very weak signal even there, he says, on October 11th from 0700, 9746.5 USB, the nominal being 9745. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany checked a bit later at 0920, but could not hear it around there. But by 1245, there was another off-frequency station, not to confuse with it, Radio Kuwait, on 9749.806. As of October 17th, and since at least October 4th, another week has gone by, Trenton Military has been broadcasting no report received from anywhere, applying both to the latest weather conditions and terminal forecasts on 15034 USB, the daytime frequency, and 6754 USB, the nighttime frequency. Furthermore, the modulation is distorted, and the time checks they give are 3 minutes slow. There are no reports received, even from Trenton itself. Hey, they could have a courier hand-deliver them. Let's hope Canadian forces are epter in actual aviation or, God forbid, combat. Among the many airports they're not hearing from are Zagreb and Split. Are these of particular interest to Canadian forces? So this thing has been on autopilot for at least 2 weeks. Obviously, no human is paying any attention to what is going into it or out of it. Have they not received any complaints from genuine pilots needing to hear weather information? By the way, they never mention the listed call sign, CHR. Something's always wrong at Radio Vancouver, for example. Since at least October 13th, the formerly good tropical band frequency of 5040, checked every evening, has been undermodulated with squeal and slightly off frequency, measured 51 hertz above 5040. Furthermore, they were in the wrong language, Portuguese, at midnight 28 UT, October 13th. DJ Jan Hendrick has sent us a notice about Skyline Radio Germany, 20 years on the air. A special broadcast for Saturday, October 26th, via Germany on 3975. He says, we want the airwaves if rock is gonna stay alive. Thanks to shortwaveradio.de, a possibility to be on the air with some brand new shows via Northern Germany. That's starting at 13 UT for 6 hours until 19 UT on October 26, 3975. And they'll be offering a special 20th anniversary EQSL card only. The address is Skyline Radio Germany at web.de. Coincidentally, that overlaps another special broadcast from Germany, this one via the big transmitter 125 kilowatts in Nauen. via Harald Kuhl in the British DX Club. Studio 52 has a 6-hour marathon scheduled for Saturday, October 26th, between 10 and 16 UT on 5990. In DX India, October 14th, Joe's Jacob advises that All India Radio, Tiruvannathapuram of Kerala State, is having transmitter problems, not heard lately on 5010 or 7290. Filed under Isle of Man and Non, this via Mike Terry, Radio Caroline North has special broadcasts the weekend of October 19th and 20th. It's live from the River Blackwater, The Boat That Rocks, another fabulous Radio Caroline North broadcast live from our historic radio ship Ross Revenge. A great schedule of presenters lined up. All the best music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, plus a few 90s classics. The exact time spans are not given, but they say we'll be on 6:48 a.m. in the south and southeast, and 1368 AM via Manx Radio in the north and northwest, also online. We're everywhere. Radio Caroline North. More at radiocaroline.co.uk. And there's more about Isle of Man. A related hobby is radio philately. And Juan Franco Crespo in Spain forwards news from iompost.com about a 6-stamp collection highlighting the illustrious career of a Manx engineer who made momentous contributions to the development of 20th century telecoms worldwide and put in place the foundations of the BBC. His name was Frank Gill, born in Castletown in 1866, a global visionary. He trained at various companies throughout the British Isles and in 1890 became the chief electrician to the Liverpool district of the National Telephone Company. He installed the first UK automatic junction signalling equipment and was responsible for the very first large metallic circuit exchange equipment. Well, it's a long story, but skipping ahead, by 1922, wireless telegraphy was developing rapidly, and fearing nationalisation with telephones, as had been with telephones 10 years earlier, 23 equipment manufacturers meant to agree on a way forward to develop broadcasting, also called wireless telephony, throughout the UK. Frank insisted there must be a single company and pleaded with a meeting in 1922, so dissenters finally agreed that the new organization would be called the British Broadcasting Company. Anyhow, you may see the stamps and how to order them at the website of iompost.com. Dr. Walt Salmaniv of Victoria, BC, has completed another visit to his remote DXing location on Haida Gwaii Island and filed his report, mostly medium wave DX, and some real oddities, such as this one on 2017.5 kHz. October 11th at 1305 UT, there was the Maritime Traffic Information Service in compatible USB in English, just audible weather information in a continuous loop. Further research indicates this was coming from Japan, as later in that language, and was still providing quite good reception when rechecked at 1503 UT. He says it's the same service, but in English, of the Japanese service, which he's often heard on 1665 and 1651 kHz. Before taking a break, Ron Howard updates us on the latest frequencies for those clandestines from South to North Korea, which have been shifting around by 5 kHz intervals lately. He checked after 1042 UT October 14th and found the following. Voice of the People on 3485, 3915, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6605. While Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, was on 3990, 4885, 6000. That's a new frequency moving into heavy interference, I guess, from Cuba, at least after 1100. 6250, 6355, and 9100. 2 nights in a row, October 16th and 17th, after 06 UT, I've been hearing on 1090, an infomercial in Spanish for colchones, or mattresses. In fact, they say it's a TV offer. Since it loops from the south, I'm pretty sure it's coming from XEAU in Monterrey, Nuevo León. I really need to tune in before 0600 to get an ID. Of considerably more interest is another Spanish signal, a new one on 11:30, heard around the same time, October 14th at 05:55, some tropical music, in the knoll of KWKH Shreveport. It seems to be coming from the south-southwest, approximately, and they give a time check for the same as here, Central Daylight. There is a new station in the IRCA Mexican log, XECHAP, in Chapingo, Mexico State. It's listed with 10 kilowatts day, 5 kilowatts night. It was a construction permit as of 2 years ago. It was the station on the X-band frequency of 1610, known as XEUACH. And according to info there, transmissions were to start on 11:30 on October 4th, but initially in the daytime only. I was hearing it again just before 0600 on October 16th. In the NASPA flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports on a rather obscure target broadcast, if not clandestine, for Nigeria. It's Koda Radio International, K-O-O-D-E. I'm not sure how they pronounce it. It's transmitted via Issoudun, France. Heard on 9810, October 7th, until off at 1928. Listed language was Fulfulde with a discussion. And he heard a station ID. Fairly good signal. And again, October 9th, starting at 1900 until 1929. They have a flute opening followed by ID and brief periods of instrumental or vocal music between program segments. Dario Monferrini in Italy forwards a hot news item from his Playdex blog. He says, I got from Cesar Diosis in Ciudad Trujillo, Peru. It's about a new transmitter at Radio Tarma 4775. It is testing the new transmitter of 2 kilowatts. And there will be a special QSL for everyone who sends reception reports with audio clips by email. The transmissions begin the 17th of October at 21 UT until 0200. I suppose they may be continuing following days if you're not already aware of that. The address for reception reports with audio clips is Gerencia General at Grupo Monteverde. Note that the old Radio Tarma transmitter was always slightly below 4775, like the Brazilian Radio Congonhas, which was also slightly below but not quite the same frequency, near 4775. Via Ivo Ivanov, we have the new B-19 schedule for the two target broadcasts for Sudan and South Sudan. First, Radio Tamazuch for South Sudan. 0329 to 0427 on new 6015 via Madagascar. And at the same time, still on 7315, but the site changed from Vatican to France. An evening broadcast at 1459 to 1557, still on 11705 Madagascar, and 15400 via Vatican. There is English news at 1544 for about 10 minutes on Tuesdays and Fridays, as well as at 0414 on UT Wednesdays and Saturdays. Otherwise, mostly in Juba Arabic. And Radio Dabanga in Darfur Arabic at 0429 to 457, 7315 via Vatican instead of France, and 11650 Madagascar, 1529 to 1557, 11650 via Bulgaria, instead of 15550 via Vatican, and now on 15550 via France instead of 15350. The Media Magazine, your monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2004. A non-commercial service also bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.org or com, and the non-commercial publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Richard Terry Colgan in Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. He says a couple generations of enthusiasts have benefited from your devotion to radio, TV, and the listening hobby. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. On October 12th at 06:13, I noticed not even a just barely audible carrier from Radio-Apindi, Suriname on 4990. Nor have I noticed one in quite some time in the middle of the night or earlier, so I suspect they are off the air, another shortwave broadcasting country gone. In fact, the latest logs I could find for them were 2.5 months ago, at the end of July, by Manuel Mendez in Spain and Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. So is anyone hearing at any time Suriname on 4990? Via Mike Terry, we have news of another special broadcast, which I think they do every year for United Nations Day, from the VLF station in Sweden, SAQ, at the Alexander Association. Details at their website, www.alexander.n.se. The station is a World Heritage Site at Grimeton, as we might pronounce it in English, Grimeton, and they're having a special meeting open to the public with no admission charge at 6 to 8 p.m. local time. But during the evening, a peace message is sent via the old longwave transmitter SAQ. Subject of the presentation is women's participation in the peace process and women's empowerment in Casamance. The peace message will be sent at 17 UT, but the transmitter will start up at around 16:30, and it's on 17.2 kHz CW. As often happens, except for their very special broadcast in the summer, there will be no QSL cards, but they will welcome email reports anyway. Eva Ivanov provides the B-19 schedule of Radio Thailand World Service to North America at midnight to 03:30 UT. There's a frequency change, 13750 this year compared to 13745 last year, and replacing 15590, which has been in use in the A-19 season but usually inaudible here. So let's hope 13750 works better. It's the usual mix of languages. English at midnight to 0100, but with a beam change from the east to the west coast at midnight 30. And then 01 to 02 in Thai. More English at 2 to 2:30 to the east coast. And another hour of Thai at 0230 to 0330. As Peter Hansen was first to point out to us, as of October 13th, HFCC has made public its B-19 schedules on their website, although not in effect quite yet, so still somewhat tentative, from which I have extracted the English broadcasts of Voice of Turkey. The usual seasonal exchanges we expected, all the English and other broadcasts have moved one UT hour later, as if everyone were going off DST on October 27th. Anyhow, the frequencies of interest in North America at 1330 12035. At 2300, 5960, and at 0400, 6125. A few other English broadcasts at 04 also on 7240, 1730, 9660, 1930, 6050, and 2130, 9610. You can find schedules for each of the major broadcasters, one by one, or the entire frequency schedule in order via hfcc.org. Due to recent developments, monitoring Voice of Turkey would be of particular interest, still on the previous A-19 schedule. The English broadcast to North America has been at 2200 on 9830. Both Richard Langley in New Brunswick and I were hearing it on October 14th, and I said it was the best heard in a long time, sometimes completely inaudible or blocked by radio teletype. But on this day, I tuned in halfway through at 2233, when they had a program called Did You Know That? Perhaps Turkey decided they'd better get their propaganda machine in order to support Ottoman imperialism. And Richard Langley says an excellent signal at 22 UT on 9830, even using a portable indoors with whip antenna. There was extensive invasion news dominating the report and a press review. The first headline was President Erdogan welcomes U.N. withdrawal from Syria. And the teletype interference stopped a minute or two after Turkey started. A welcome B-19 change from Voice of America is the resumption of the Grimesland site, also known more euphoniously as Greenville, at 21 to 22 UT, eastward toward Africa. In past years, this has been on 15580. but this year it's to be on 11720, which should be good for us off the back from almost due east with a smaller skip zone and less challenge to the maximum usable frequency, so we can hear Music Time in Africa, Fridays at 21. Some information gleaned from Alan Weiner Worldwide, UT Saturday, October 12th after midnight on the webcast of WBCQ 7490. As I suspected, he and Angela have gotten out of Maine before it freezes. They're back in the land of Fla. He said the superstation is fine and operational except for the transmitter tuning problem. The factory tuned it to only two frequencies, and getting it to run on higher bands is not easy. The transmitter manufacturer, Continental, has not been cooperative. All they care about, he says, is money. After spending millions of dollars already, nothing but bills and trouble from them. He says, I'm so tired of it. They need higher frequencies on 12, 13, 15, or 17 megahertz to reach North Africa and vicinity. He says the antenna is perfect, but the transmitter, I don't want to say it's a lemon. The company had a great reputation, but now they send outrageous invoices and the wrong people. Then he called for any good engineers out there to apply for work at WBCQ. They're getting harder and harder to find. I was wondering why they just don't go ahead with 9330, if not the higher frequencies, and indeed that's what's happened. Tests resumed on that frequency only as of October 14th, nominally starting at 1930 UT, although sometimes it seems coming on later or not staying on continuously into the evening, that is, with the high power 500 kilowatts. And once again, they've been testing with World's Last Chance radio programming. They've been starting out on the 60-degree antenna toward Africa, which is not as strong over here, and then sometime a few hours later switch it to the opposite direction across North America when it becomes extremely strong. Meanwhile, they've registered yet another set of frequencies for the new B-19 season with HFCC. I'm glad to see they no longer plan to use 12120, whereas I've been pointing out it's occupied by teletype from the Navy in Puerto Rico. So the nominal schedule, if they ever get going with all the frequencies, is to be 13 to 19 UT on 15330, 19 to 01 on 11730, and 01 to 05, rounding off the times, on 9330, all in Arabic. And according to this, not switching to English until 0500, right through to 1300 on 9330, but with some beam changes every few hours. That's according to Ivo Ivanov, presumably coming from HFCC. Observer Bulgaria also provides some significant B-19 frequency changes for other U.S. stations. WEWN in English between midnight and 09 UT will be on 9385, replacing 11520. No, that was the previous frequency. The one they have been using is 11610. And WINB in their hybrid DRM mode between 12 and 17 UT is to be centered on 13690 Monday through Friday instead of 13755 last winter and instead of 15120 currently. Richard Lemke sent that info on to us. A DXer in Baton Rouge told me October 7th that his local pirate, Radio Retén Lo Que Tienes, has reactivated, but on 1690 instead of 1710, which will make it much harder to DX with, for example, Chicago and Denver on 1690. But in my location, maybe nulling Chicago early evening before Denver fades in. They have a pretty snazzy website. It's www, with that Spanish name, all one word, RadioRetenLoQueTienes.com. One of the slides in their show mentions 1690 AM, but I don't see an FM frequency anywhere. They say they're on the air 24/7, but not clear if that means 1690 and or their web stream with audio and video, which is also linked from the site. Radio Reten Lo Que Tienes means approximately, hold on to what you've got. And in case that's not clear, the format is religious. Mike Cooper in Georgia sends a story from another Michael Cooper in the New York Times of October 11th. WNYC is dropping new sounds after 37 years. Musicians are mourning. The eclectic radio program that has influenced New York's music scene since 1982 is going off the air. The station said it would go off at the end of this year. John Schaefer is the longtime host of New Sounds. Laurie Anderson, the avant-garde composer and musician who was the first artist interviewed on the show when it began in 1982, said, "Why would they do that?" The station said in an email to staff that it planned to close the program by year-end along with most of its remaining music programming as it shifts to more news and talk. Mr. Schaefer asked Ms. Anderson, his first guest, if she would also be his last, and she agreed. WNYC said it would work to help find a new home for New Sounds, but WQXR, the New York Public Radio music station, remains committed to classical. The show's disappearance comes as radio is changing dramatically, both nationally, where stations that play classical music and non-commercial genres are being eliminated in many markets, and also locally, where public radio stations such as WBAI have been going through significant upheaval. All of which reminds me to make a point of listening more to New Sounds via the WNYC webcast. It's on FM 93.9, Sunday through Friday at 11 to 12 Eastern Time, just before midnight, and 1 hour later on Sunday mornings. Filed under language lessons, from Dmitry Mezin, Kazan, Russia, OpenDX via RustyX. A good exercise for the ears and brain. On the internet, I found an online game useful for our brother DXers on the theme, Guess the Language by Ear. A speech audio fragment is played, and you need to determine what language it is by selecting one of those proposed multiple choice. Naturally, there are a lot of such games, but I like this one because the audio fragments are quite high quality, and the complexity grows smoothly along the way. At high levels, one already has to choose between different dialects of Arabic or Albanian. Here's the website, https://lingyour.com. We seem to be at the autumnal peak of transatlantic or transpacific medium wave DX. I've encountered countless barely audible carriers tuning at 9 kHz intervals in our evenings from Europe and around sunrise here, Trans-Pacific from East Asia or Down Under. And occasionally some of them even strong enough for a bit of audio. If you're on either coast, you're in a much better position than I am here in deep North America. However, such conditions may soon become degraded. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued October 14th. Geomagnetic field unsettled to active October 21st and 24th to 28th, with G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels likely on the 24th and 25th due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream effects, meaning A and K indices peak at 25 and 5 on October 25th. However, significantly before and after that, mostly 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, while solar flux stays stuck about as low as it can go, 68 at least through November 9th. And so concludes World of Radio 2004. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening and hope you'll hear me again next week. Ending with a standard disclaimer. I say again, standard disclaimer.